Thank you, Honorable Mayor and City Council, for this opportunity to talk about this item. This has been a kind of a long time coming for this project. We have two great groups, the Little Lion Foundation and Helen Sanders Cat Paws. They've been instrumental with us, working with us for the last 2 years on saving the lives of hundreds of underage kittens. The focus of this nursery is for the bottle babies, the kittens under 8 weeks of old, but even more specifically under 4 weeks of old that need 24-hour care. And they're just two really great groups, a great group of volunteers, and they've found a location, and we're going to be supporting them financially as best as we can, as well as with other things, social media, fundraising, the adoption process afterward as much as we can, spaying and neutering, and then again, the financial, the $50,000 that we have in our trust right now for cats and kittens. And we're really excited to get this project going. We hope it's approved. It's been something that we've been dreaming of for a long time, and we're really excited to be working with these two groups. They're really great.
Thank you. Councilwoman Mungo.
Thank you. I just want to appreciate Mr. Stevens for his continued commitment to this. I know it's been ups and downs for several months trying to get this done, and then also to give you a bit of praise related to your press release today that euthanasias are again down, and the great work that you've done while you were there. We will be sad to lose you in the next few weeks, but congratulations on your new opportunities, and thank you for all that you've done.
Thank you. Councilmember Pierce.
I also want to say that this is a great step in the right direction, and look forward to more good steps in the right direction. Thank you.
Thank you. Any public comment on this item? Please come forward. Hey, hold on 1 second. Is it just the three? Okay, speaker's list is closed. Just the three that are here. Yes, please go ahead.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. My name is Patricia Turner. I'm the director for No Kill Long Beach. I'm a trained researcher. I've been doing research on the Long Beach Animal Care Services shelter for over 6 years. We're very happy to see this kitten nursery. This is an excellent move. Partnerships with rescues are part of the no-kill equation, which is something we've been working very hard to educate the public about, educate City Council about, and let people know what's out there, that this is a wonderful step in the right direction. Long Beach Animal Care Services killed 601 kittens last year. Many of them were healthy, treatable, and maybe just a little too young, but many cities across the nation are saving these animals, and I'm very, very happy to see the City of Long Beach joining the rest of the country in a humane care for our shelter animals. However, I was dismayed to see the clause, or the provision in the description that restricts the right to free speech of the rescues who are going to be doing this heroic, wonderful work for you all. So I'd like to read into the record what exactly that clause says, and this is from the description that's on the city website. It says, publicity. Takes me a moment to find it, I'm sorry. Publicity. Okay, additionally, no one affiliated, staff or volunteer with any party in this agreement will engage in negative verbal behavior or written posting towards another party on social media or other online or public venues to make negative, defamatory, or inciting remarks about another party in this agreement. Further on, it says, LBACS reserves the right to determine at its sole discretion what is negative verbal or written posting behavior. So I'd like to say that getting to this point with the city has not been easy. I've been advocating for 6 years, and I've had to say some pretty negative things because what has happened is the shelter has been killing animals without impunity and without putting in proper safeguards in place. And we have two audits now that have shown that this is the case. They have vindicated every remark I've made on social media, and I am very thankful to the U.S. Constitution that gives me a First Amendment right to talk about the killing of animals in shelters that have been recalcitrant in doing their job. Mayor Garcia, you yourself have hidden people's posts, and I know this because I personally documented those postings that were hidden by people during the last election. And you know, if you hear some anger in my voice, it's because it is there. I dedicate nearly all of my free time to helping to change this shelter, and I do it in as principled a way as I possibly can. I'm a trained researcher, and I'm employed by the University of California, and I have principles, and I've been threatened by people on this council that they were going to sue me
because of things that I've said that were absolutely 100% true. So I am thrilled that we have this kitten nursery, but I am not thrilled about this violation of First Amendment rights. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next speaker, please.
My name is Alex Armstrong. I've lived in Long Beach for 39 years. I'm also very happy about this program. I think it's a great thing. I'm very happy that you're putting this in place finally. I also cannot stand by and watch my First Amendment rights and the rights of my fellow colleagues. It's being pushed aside. Section 1983, to animal rescue, there can be no dispute that complaining about abuses or violations of law at a shelter is a constitutionally protected right. A rescuer not only has the First Amendment right to speak out against abuses and violations of law committed by a governmental entity, he or she also has the constitutionally protected right to demand that the government correct the wrongs that are identified. This includes to the rights to threaten or sue or to actual file suit against the shelter. So great program. I don't know why you would need to put the end of it, put this statement, a gag order, on the staff and the volunteers. If a staffer or a volunteer member sees something wrong at this program, something that they have every right to speak up about it, only common knowledge that they should be, you would invite that. It should be brought, you would want, my staff who work for me, I don't tell them, don't say anything to anybody if Joe does this wrong. I want you to bring that to my attention. So things like this, again, you seem to want to stop people from saying anything bad about the shelter, and I disagree. Very happy about the program. Thank you for bringing it to Long Beach.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Council, and Mayor, Vice Mayor, again. My name is Christy Mamelli. I'm a resident of Long Beach, was born and raised here, schooled here, grew up with animals, lots of animals, and in rescue. Yes, these two groups are a godsend for our city's kittens, that's for sure. Please don't tie their hands by disallowing them to disclose negativity that does exist, or we end up with a negative shelter again. So we're trying to get back to having positive relationships and having a gag order on these two groups is something that I want you to think twice about and hold off on voting on this and see if it can be taken out or reworded. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, do we have comments from behind it? You have another speaker? Okay, fine.
Roll call vote?
No, and I have a...
Fine.
Well, I have a question for Charlie.
Go ahead.
Mr. City Attorney, I am reading this as well, and I'm curious. I know that there's been some tense moments over the last couple years, and I know that some of the concern has been around false information. Is there a way that we could amend this to make sure that it's, you know, that people can share accurate information around accurate numbers at our shelter? It does seem kind of vague, and I'm just wondering if there was a way to tighten up the language.
Well, certainly we could change the language or rework the language. It obviously would have to be agreed to by both parties in order to do something like that. But this language was put in at the request of the department. We could certainly change it in any direction that the council would like
It seems like a poor direction for us as a council to just put something that says up to one party's discretion, that we could put that into any agreement, you know, in any department. And I haven't had a lot of conversations about this, and I know that you guys have done a lot of work on it so far, but if there was a way to make it specific to make sure that people are talking about truth that happens in our shelters and that we leave, I know that that's difficult to prove. And I know Councilmember Mungo has something to say, but I would just love to see it where we could get a little bit more comfortable with it.
Councilwoman Mungo.
Thank you. Councilwoman Pierce, I'm glad that you brought that up. We started these dialogues with the staff. Currently, anything that is factually based, they can post, whether it is negative or not, as long as it's fact-based. I think that the root of it is more the name-calling, antagonizing, misinformation or saying inappropriate or harassing things towards our staff members. And so this is also a similar clause, I think, that was mentioned, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Stevens, is this the same clause that's in the volunteer agreements?
I believe so, it is similar.
And from my understanding, both of the fosters that are involved have no issue with it. And they also believe that they have many other methods to be able to say anything they want. Is that accurate, Mr. Stevens?
Yes, the two groups were able to see
the agreement. They were totally fine with it. And I don't want to delay the ability to have the agreement with them, because we're getting a ton of little kittens at the shelter at this time. And so I appreciate you guys taking the time to inform me. I actually met with the department head for Parks and Rec as well. So I'm just glad we're going to have the opportunity to save these little kittens.
Thank you for that. And I just, I know that it's going to come back in a year, so I would ask that it could come back maybe in 9 months for us to see how successful the program is. That would be helpful.
Okay, so we'll get an update in 9 months.
Thank you.
Via 2 from 4, would that be okay?
That's fine.
Great.
Please go ahead and do a roll call vote.
Councilwoman Gonzalez. Councilmember Pierce. Yes. Councilwoman Price.
Aye.
Councilmember Supernaw.
Aye.
Councilwoman Mungo.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Andrews.
Aye.
Councilmember Yuranga.
Aye.
Councilmember Richardson. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. And I just wanted to thank all of you. This is obviously going to be an amazing partnership and program. You're already all doing such amazing work, saving so many lives. And just thank you. And we look forward to the expansion of the partnership. So thank you all very much for being here.